Chapter 1. A Mother's Words. Lillian Robles, Robles, walked hand in hand with her children through a wooded area of tall oak trees. In the air surrounding them, they heard the sounds of nature. Lillian Robles asked her daughters to listen for the wind as it rustled the leaves on the trees. She explained that the sound of the wind was actually the voice of the Creator. Lillian Robles was an Ahashiman, Ahashaman woman. She was connected to her community, to the earth, and to the circle of life. She taught her children everything she knew about their heritage. She passed along to them the values of their family and their people. Caption: Lillian Robles was given this special boat paddle by her community. To be a paddler is a great honor. Paddlers are the members of the community who show the most courage. Lillian Robles believed that the earth is a living, breathing being. Our relationship to it, she said, is much the same as the relationship we share with the people we love. It is to be treated with care and respect. The final years of her life were spent helping to save ceremonial Indian land. Rebecca and Rhonda Robles remember the lessons their mother taught them. Today, Rebecca is a leader of the Sierra Club's Orange County Native American Sacred Sites Task Force. Rhonda works with the California Cultural Resource Preservation Alliance. Caption: Rebecca, left, and Rhonda, right, Robles, learned about their culture from their mother, Lillian, center. Feature box. A very old tradition. Ancient Ahashiman tradition teaches that the deceased returned to be with the star people of the Milky Way. The belief is that the dead have gone back to be a part of the universe. They will be with their ancestors for all time.